Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Ascended Business on the Edge show. This is Margaret Jackson from AM 1220 KDOW, Silicon Valley Business Radio Show Personality. Thank you for tuning in to today. We're going to do a quick power-up, a 15-minute connection to help you do business better, to help you as small business owners and entrepreneurs and those that are looking forward to starting a business. I'm trying to help you. This is part three of the small businesses are failing and why. Today we're going to talk about some of the top reasons why businesses fail. And just a quick recap, if you have not listened to part one and part two, part one was really kind of an overview, making sure that you do that idea assessment, that feasibility analysis. And then part two was looking at the business model and the business plan and how those two are important and work together for you to create a sustainable income. And so today we're going to talk about some of the top reasons. And there's a lot of schools of thoughts out there. But there's some consistencies with those schools of thought when it comes to small business and reasons that fail. Now, if you look at SBA, some of the calculations and what SBA is calculated in terms of failures or closes or business deaths, it's interesting. It might be the person got injured, or a medical condition forced them into some sort of closure. Oddly, though, they also calculate business sales as a business death or failure closure. It's not a failure, it's a closure. It's a closure. Let's not call it. Call it a failure. It's a closure or a business death. It says, why is that if the business actually doesn't close? Well, there's paperwork involved, right? So you have to close out that paperwork, whoever's names on the information, the C corporation, the LLC, or whatever the legal structure documentation is, it has to be transferred to someone else. And so you're no longer the owner. And so they're calculating those transitions as business closures. But businesses are failing. And I'm concerned about the businesses that are failing in those early days, those early stages, those pre-ventures or those startups. Pre-ventures are really SBDC's terms of entrepreneurs who are interested in starting a business. So if you're working with a SBDC or you're working with a SCORE or Women's Business Center or Veterans Business Center, you may hear the term pre-venture. And it is pre, you know, before the adventure of business. It is an adventure for sure, business ownership. It's sometimes a nightmare because things just don't go right, and you're staying up at night trying to figure out what the heck just happened and what you did and how you could have done things differently. Some of you have lost businesses, and so some of these reasons for failures are going to be familiar to you. And I bet in terms of what you think the number one reason for failures, and my number one reason would not be probably the number one reason that, that you're thinking about. In fact, my number one reason is to, instead of failing, the first thing you should do is don't go into business. This is world coach, but I really want to go into business for myself. Well, I'm saying don't go into business until, if you can, until you have done your due diligence, that you've done the things that you needed to do to ensure your success, to ensure that you can get on the path of creating a sustainable income. As a regional advisor for the Northern California Small Business Development Center, I work with many of the SBDCs out here, and I work with many companies outside the SBDC as well. But inside the SBDC, I get a lot of small businesses, pre-ventures, startups, small business. So let's say pre-ventures that want to start businesses and they want to be out of their regular job like in 6 months and they've not prepared anything. And the reality is that's not a reality. That's not what you want to do. You want to do your idea assessment. So anyway, let's talk about some of the reasons collectively. Number one reason that most schools of thought can, and this is after you're in business, so startup, is lack of access to capital, lack of money, lack of funding, and everyone wants grant funding. So let me just give you some, a bucket of cold water here. Invest in your company. You're not getting grant funding. First of all, it's very competitive. I write grants. It's very competitive. And quit expecting someone to give you a grant every time you need money. It is just not practical. It is just not the right school of thought. You want to create your business where you can infuse in areas that you need to be infused. If you get grant funding, that's great, but don't expect that to be the norm. The norm should be is that you're creating income and revenue through the products and services that you're selling. And then you're accessing capital to expand and grow and to develop as you need to. And so don't just think that someone's going to hand you a grant. And I've read some of the responses that small businesses will have to basic grants, easy grants, and they are not competitive. And so those that are open to my working with them to make themselves more competitive, like Hello Alice is a great resource to stay on top of grants that come available. And there's a lot out there right now for small businesses, but don't let that be your norm of thinking. Apply for them as they are applicable to your business and to your company. But the real focus is creating the sustainable income by creating revenue, by selling your products and services. Okay. And so that's what's most important, because if you don't, then you're always looking for some sort of access to capital or funds, and the business is not really doing business the way that it's intended to be done. And it takes time. It takes time to develop the brand. It takes time to get customers to buy in. You actually need to interact statistically. Customers need to interact with your brand, developing your brand awareness 12 to 18 times before, as they think about buying. It used to be 5 to 12. And so it's changed. There's a lot of competition out there. And so it takes a little longer for things to catch on. And just because you have a brand doesn't mean that you have brand awareness. So that means you have to continue to keep yourself out there, like I keep myself out there. My company, not just as a radio personality, AM 1220 KDOW, you can tune into my show on Friday nights. I'm live here in Silicon Valley. But I own a company, Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. What do? We provide advertising, mass media advertising to small businesses that are ready, that understands that it is a process. It is consistency. It is longevity. And so it is an investment, but it is a modest investment to get you around the world. So you can check out our website if you want to see the plans. It's an advertising subscription membership that you pay each month to stay out there. And through our magazine, through our digital catalog, and opportunities to come on my AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge show should you be selected for that. And so what am I doing? I'm teaching you my brand, Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. I'm the radio show personality on AM 1220 KDOW show, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. You can check out our Business on the Edge website.biz as well. We're upgrading that, so take a look at it because that phase of it is going away. And so you can tell the difference between the old and the new. But you have to develop your brand. You have to let people know that you're out there. So that's important. What's another reason why small businesses fail? Oh, this is crazy, but it's true. Lack of management. Lack of leadership. Quit hiring all your cousins and your friends and your peeps. Quit hiring people that, you know, nepotism is not just family, it's friends, it's those that are around you. Make the decisions. There's a problem with small business owners not really making the right decisions and choices. And don't be married to everything. You've got to do it this way. Listen to feedback that your customers are giving you. Make sure that you're adjusting and adapting as you need to. So you can, but manage well, it's hard. I'm wearing so many hats. You are at the beginning. You are. That's par for the course. I had Ernst & Young on my KDOW show a few years back, and off air while we were in a commercial break, we were kind of laughing, and they were saying, yes, we talked, says you really don't get your teeth or really consider that business owner until you lose a company, because losing a company is painful. I've lost a company. Very, very painful, but definitely changes how you think about doing business and being in business for yourself. Am I saying go lose your company? No, I'm not. So don't quote me on that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying manage well, do well. Here's another reason for, and you should know this, another reason for failure. And again, this is schools of thought that are similar, that these are some of the top reasons. Ineffective business planning. And if you listen to Power Up, number one, for small businesses are failing and why, you can mitigate this. This is like the easiest thing to fix. This is like the easiest, least expensive thing to fix is do the idea assessment, do the feasibility analysis, do the business model, canvas, create the business plan before you go into business, before you spend a dime. And so I don't know how to create a business plan. I don't know. There's tools out there. There's some great tools. I like LivePlan, Palo Alto Software. In fact, we're partnered with them. So in terms of our Small Business Concierge, so if you become a member, you do get a free seat for 30 days to create that business plan or marketing plan or financial model so we can help you with. Oh my gosh, and then executing the plan properly, because you can create a great plan and not be successful. Here's another top reason. Believe it or not, small businesses are really, really slow in terms of marketing, advertising, and branding. Marketing is a big reason why business owners fail. Why? Because you're not getting yourself out there. And after 3 months, dropping your advertisement because I haven't gotten any business. It is longevity. I've been doing this for 10 years on radio, and it took time for me to get opportunities just being a radio show personality. It takes time. You have to give it time. Do you watch commercials like Target and Walmart and all these Coca-Cola, Snickers? And they play the same thing over and over and over again. Why? Because we forget and other things get our attention. And if you move after you've spent 3 months investing and you've got potential customers on the fence and you drop your advertising, they don't know how to find you. They're not going to go looking for you. Make it easy for them to do business with you. Stay with your media and your advertising and developing, and that's for another show. I can talk a lot about that, but I got to get out of here. You take care and do the right thing. Stay in business and do well.